Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Good, kid. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Question for you. Just when you're entering, I think 8:28 left on the clock, at that point you rush for, I think, 55 yards on the day on, like, 19 carries. And then you finish off the game, take it over 7 minutes off the clock, 53 more rushing yards. Question, just a couple of things. What did you see differently from your offense on that last drive that you think maybe allowed you to execute? And then to build off that, did you think that the conditioning of your line and your offense as a whole stand out in hot conditions and, late in the game and 14 or 16-yard drive, did that all stand out to you?
Well, I'll talk about the conditioning factor first, and I think that anytime you're used to playing in cooler temperatures with certainly a lot less humidity, than what we played with yesterday, I think you're always, you hope your football team is, well conditioned enough to go out there and handle whatever amount of plays you have to play in that kind of weather late in the year. And I think that that really did, become a positive for us, that we were able to execute and do some things later in the game after playing a number of snaps offensively. I thought that was a credit to our guys and the conditioning, the work that they put in and to be able to be in that position and to do that. What happened on that drive? Not a whole lot in terms of schematics that we changed. There was maybe a few things that we decided to do a little bit more on that drive, but all in all, I think it was just it's execution up front, trying to give the back an opportunity to get started. I thought the backs made some really really good runs on that last drive to keep us in positive down and distance situations and convert some first downs for us. And I thought the line and the tight ends did a nice job of getting people covered up, to allow that to happen. So, I think, you're sitting on the sidelines, it's a close game, it's a tight game. And really what you're focused on is going out there and playing your best football when you need it the most at the end. And I thought our guys really stepped up and handle that challenge at that time.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh. I'm just curious, what needs to happen with the offense to get Brandon Lloyd a little more involved in terms of catching passes? I know he did some other things yesterday, especially, some good run blocks and stuff like that. But what does he need to do to get some more targets and more catches?
I think that's really a function of a lot of things. Brandon certainly played hard and has played hard all year. There's been games where we've targeted him a lot, and then there's been other games where, based on the way somebody may play us, we target him less and the ball goes somewhere else. So I think Brandon just keeps doing his job and trying to execute his assignments well. And we've never been a team that likes to force the ball to one person or another, and although it may seem like that at times because certain players get targeted more in certain games, really the biggest emphasis point we try to make to our group is to try to find the guy who's open or who the defense doesn't take away and get him the football, and Tom usually does a good job of that. Yesterday, certainly, he didn't have a lot of action in the passing game, but, hopefully that will change, or could change based on the way we get defended. But, he's done a good job of running good routes and getting open and being available when his opportunities present themselves, and he'll continue to do that. I know him, and hopefully we call things that give him an opportunity to get the ball, and then when that's really where we should go with it, hopefully Tom finds him and we connect.
Hey, Josh, how you doing today?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Good, doing well. Just looking ahead to the next game, how would you characterize the Texans' style of play on defense and also how they use J.J. Watt in the challenge of blocking him?
Yeah, Coach Phillips does a great job. In any defense that he's coached, it's always been a big challenge for us or any other team. And This one certainly is no different. You know, this is an aggressive team that plays physical, tough defense. They play fast. They play very hard up front, and do a lot of really good things with their front three or four, depending on what if they're in base or if they're in a sub mode. They do a great job in terms of trying to take care of the running game. I think they're second in the NFL. They're in the top five in fewest points allowed. They're certainly a good situational football team. Third down, red zone defense is excellent. And they've created turnovers and put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So I think, I don't think it's a stretch to say this is going to be a big challenge for us. They have talented players at every level of their defense, and they're obviously very well coached. So, we're going to have to do a great job in preparing for them this week. With J.J. Watt, obviously he's having a great year. He's a great player no matter where they line him up. The fact that they'll move him a little bit inside, outside, we're going to have more than one guy ready to handle him and block him. It won't just fall to the guard or to the tackle. It could be anybody at times, based on the way they play him. So, we have to do a great job of trying to simulate his effort, his motor, and some of the things he does to disrupt people in a running game and passing game, and have to make sure we're very mindful of taking care of the football and not letting him get his hands on balls, because he certainly created a lot of disruptive opportunities for them defensively by tipping the ball and batting the ball up in the air. So, got a ton of respect for him, their entire defense, certainly Coach Phillips and their defensive staff, and we're really looking forward to the challenge this week.
So, Josh, Daniel Sells has obviously, played a lot the last couple weeks, and without Gronkowski, that's been very important to have a player to fill that role. And then it was, a couple games before, I think he was a healthy scratch. What has turned in the right direction for him to contribute after, not being able to even be on the 46 man game day roster? I think it was against, the Colts or the Bills.
Well, there's always a lot of consideration that we put into how we'll play the game, and along with making those determinations, you have to consider how you would play the game if you lost a specific player, and it maybe bumped you out of a package or two. And I for some of those games, I think, if we would have lost Rob, it would have probably been more of a three receiver game, and or some other combination of personnel groupings. And we had a few games there where Shank was kind of in the mix in terms of playing a role there to help us in his role and back up certain positions there as well. So I think it's just really a matter of a decision on how to play the game, or how to handle the game if you incur an injury at a certain position. I think he's done a nice job with his opportunities. He certainly played a lot of snaps the last 2 weeks. Like all of us yesterday, we could do things better. We could play better, coach better, and I think that would apply to all of our players and coaches. And we're going to try to do a better job going forward. But he has been ready to go, and obviously he's helped us significantly the last 2 weeks.
Hey, Josh, you mentioned calling plays for certain guys earlier. I don't know if this is going to be way too broad of a question, but I'll give it a shot anyway. Is it easier to call a passing play for a slot receiver or a tight end than maybe it might be to draw up a play to get the ball to an outside receiver because he's farther away from the line of scrimmage, or am I just throwing stuff against the wall with that one?
There might be some things on the wall there, but, the passing game comes down to execution and reading the coverage and trying to find the softest spots in the defense. That's really, I don't want to try to oversimplify that, but really and truly that's what it comes down to. And if they give us an opportunity to to use the people in the middle of the field, then, you know, you have to be able to throw the ball in there and take advantage of it. And if they force the ball to the perimeter, then you need to be able to take advantage of those too. I think sometimes also, you know, based on the patterns that you're running, somebody's usually running a shorter route, somebody's usually running a deeper route. Sometimes, you know, you read those things, you know, if the shorter route's open, you throw him the ball. If the shorter route's covered, then you wait and throw the deeper route. So sometimes I think it really has to do with, the progression that the quarterback goes through or the coverage that the defense plays. And hopefully most of the time our quarterback does a good job of reading that out and getting the ball, you know, to the softest part of the defense.
I appreciate you entertaining that one.
No problem.
Yeah, Josh, the offense obviously has gotten a lot of attention nationally for the points it puts up, the yards it puts up, but in games like yesterday when there are stretches where the offense doesn't put up that production that we're used to seeing, for at least stretches of the game, how encouraging is it when the defense does step up and, I guess in a sense, takes some of the pressure off the offense?
Well, every win or every game we go into certainly is a team complementary game, and yesterday was a great example of a team win, and we've had a lot of those this year where, you know, we certainly didn't play perfectly in any game this year and are trying to do the best we can, and the defense really has made a lot of plays for us all season long, set us up in great field position with turnovers, giving us opportunities to, you know, get the ball in plus field position a number of times this year or scored themselves. Same thing goes for the kicking game, you know. So, I think we go into every week talking about playing a complimentary game and we need to try to do the right things to help our defense and special teams out, and they always try to do the same things with us. So, I think, you know, yesterday was a good example of a team win. Very proud of, you know, to be a part of that and to have a chance to win the East and go undefeated so far in our division. That's a great thing, and our team really earned it yesterday.